ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। माया मना त्रिजपे कर्ममयं वलिया माया मना त्रिजपे कर्ममयं वलिया कालेन शोधितगुणा अनुमतेन पुंसा कालेन शोधितगुणानुमतेन पुंसा छन्दोमयं यत् अजया अर्पिता षोडशारं छन्दोमयं यदजयार्पित षोडशारं संसारचक्रम् अज क अतितरेत् त्वदन्या संसारचक्रमजकोतितरे त्वदन्या माया मना सृजति कर्ममयं वलीय कालेन चोदितगुणानुमतेन पुंसा छन्दोमयं यदजयार्पित षोडशारम् संसारचक्रमजकोतितरे त्वदन्या
Maya, the external energy of the Supreme Person. Translation. Oh my Lord, the Supreme Eternal, by expansion of your plenary portion, you have created a subtle body, the living entity, through the agency of your external energy. And thus the living entity becomes entrapped with different varieties of desires through the mind, consisting of unlimited desires to be fulfilled by the Vedic direction of karmakanda, fruit of activity, and the 16 elements. Who is there who can come out of this entanglement without taking shelter at your lotus feet?
Maya manasrijati karma maya nabaliya kalena chodita gunanumatena pungsa Chandumayam. Jajajayat Vishurusaram. Samasar Chakramagaso Chitaritadanya. This is the description of material existence. So, first thing, our mind is polluted. The simple statement of a Vaishnava poet, Krishna bhuliya jeev bhogavansha kare, pasate maya tare japotiya dhare. Actually, our position is to serve Krishna. That is real position. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts his instruction from this point, that we are eternal servant of Krishna. And because we have rebelled not to serve, therefore Krishna, out of his unlimited mercy and compassion, he comes down and teaches us, you rascal surrender. Why you are suffering? Sarudharman, Paritajya, Mahavitam, you rascal, give up all this so-called enlightenment. You surrender to me. So, from this point, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu starts his instruction. When Sanatana Goswami approached him, that by your mercy, I have left my this material engagement. I was minister. I was very much pop-top. So, by good fortune, I saw you. Now I have retired from my so-called happy life. Now please tell me, what is my position? Ami Kyanamore Jhapi Tapu. Why I am put into this condition of suffering? Just like one goes to the physician, a diseased man, he submits and inquires from the physician that why I am suffering from this pain. Some pain always in the heart, some pain in the belly, some pain in the head. So what is the disease? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says the disease is that you are servant of Krishna, you are rascal trying to be master of the world. This is the struggle. A servant is trying to become master. How it is possible? It is simply entanglement. Just like in office, a menial servant, if he wants to imitate the master, he will involve in so many difficulties. So that is our position. So, this is possible because a living entity is part and parcel of Krishna. So he has got the qualities of Krishna in very, very minute, fragmental form. As several times explained this, just like a small drop of sea water has got the same chemical composition as the vast sea water. Therefore, if you test the vast sea water, it is salty, and the drop is also salt, because the same chemical composition is there in minute part. Therefore, Krishna is satanta. Janvadrasya jataha annayat itatatascha arthesu avijna sarat. Sarat. Sarat means independent. Bhagavad begins that the origin of everything, the absolute truth, is sentient. He's not a chunk. He's sentient. Janmadrasajata anna abhigya. Abhigya means sentient. He's not a dull matter. But the question is, where from knowledge and sense comes? We have to take senses, learn knowledge from master, from teacher. But so far, Krishna is concerned, he is Sarat. He hasn't got to take any knowledge from anyone. That is Krishna's teacher. Sarat. Sarat means independent. Everything is independent. He's not dependent. Nigalabha Purno. The other thing we learn. Nigalabha Purno. He is always complete in himself. He has not. So when we imitate Krishna, we want to be complete in ourselves. Without the help of Krishna, this is called Maya. Maya means that we want to imitate Krishna. That is going on, material world. Therefore you will find this Mayavadi with that. Take it out. The Mayavadis, they persist on this point that I am God. The Maya is working there. Maya is working there still, although he is thinking that I am now liberated, I have become Narayana. Jinnera Vindatva Vimukta Manina. He is thinking that I am God, that means he is in the darkest region of Maya. And still he is thinking that he is liberated. He is thinking what is not. At the present moment, you will find the whole world is filled up with these rascals. They are in the deepest region of Maya and concocting that he is God. He is God. This is Maya. Therefore, it is said, Mayavana. The Mayavana is so strong that Mayam manas sridati karma mayam bolīya. Very strong. His material existence began from this point. That why shall I serve Krishna? I shall remain independent. But his rascal does not know that he cannot become independent. That is not possible. But this is the beginning of material. Why shall I accept God? I am God. But the same thing is continuing in different phases. The Mayavan is very strong. It is very, very difficult. Therefore, we have to voluntarily surrender. It takes very, very long time. Believe. But if one is intelligent, if one is fortunate, he takes him in. That is the difference. Otherwise, it will take many, many births. Bahunam Janvanam Ante Gyanavan Amada Prabhadras. Even if he is Gyanavan, full knowledge of everything, scientific knowledge, physical, chemical, metaphysical, mathematical, all these knowledge, but deny God. There is no need of God. Now we shall do everything. We are advanced in science. This is called Mayavala. These rascals thinking like that, it will never be possible. Antha sukoti sadavastha sampradamya bhayo rathapi manasu munipungavara. This is muni. Muni means mental speculators. The thinking within the mind, this, that. Munipungavara. Pungava means very expert mental speculators. Even they think like that. For many, many years, Pantasu Koti Satavasta. Koti means 100 lakhs, and again, multiplied by Sata, unlimited. Pantasu Koti Satavasta, Sampradamba, and the speed, Bhayurathapi Manaso, speed of the earth and the mind, is still Avichinsata state. They cannot understand what is law. Ask any scientist, any physicist, any mathematician, just like recently, one rascal, his doctor, he has said that Sita was sister of Rama and Rama was this and that. Speculator. He has become bigger than the acharyas. And because he has got little doctorate practice, he is thinking that he has become very, very big. This is called Mayavan. Maya is so strong that she is bewildering even so-called doctorates, beliefs and others. All that things. Maya aparita jnana. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, Maya aparita jnana. Although they have got this university degree, but they are rascals. Why? The Maya Puritam Jnana. Their knowledge has been taken out by Maya. Maya is very strong. You have seen the picture of Maya, Durga Devi, and the Mahishasura is fighting. Very strong. That's like Hiranyakashipu. There are many Asuras. The Mahishasura sometimes Krishna himself comes to kill the Asura, or sometimes his agent, Maya Durga Devi, kills. You have seen the picture of Goddess Kali. He is killing simply the Asura, chopping one after. She can maintain, and she can make Kula, Jiva's nature. That is our business. But so powerful, still she is under the control of the Supreme Law. Therefore, here it is said, Samasara Chakra Madha Koti Tarati. Koti Tarit Tadanya. A strong Maya. I cannot get out of her clutches. The Prahlad Maharaj knows it. Who is it? Who can surpass? Who can get rid of this classes of Maya? Tadamya. That is the fact. Therefore, Krishna says that you surrender to me and you will be free of Maya. Sarvadharman paritrajya mami tanusa. Ahamta, I will give you good. Mahaveva prabodha. The same thing. Whole instruction is there. Simply, if we want to be happy, happiness we cannot have in this way by concocting plans. That is not possible. We are seeing the whole world, especially in the modern day, so many big nations, they are assembled together. United. God says, where is unity? Simply this unity. For the last 20 or 30 years they are struggling. Before that, they convened another League of Nations. So they are making simply plans. And it continues for some time. Then after 15 or 20 years, again conflagration and a war, especially in Europe. They all demons. How the demons can bring in peace by so-called United Nations or demons? That is not possible. They have to give up the demonic activities. They have to get to Krishna consciousness. Then they will say, so, we are just trying to introduce the real civilization. Actually, there is no civilization at the present moment. They are simply cats and dogs and fighting one another. There is no civilization. This is not civilization. Atheists, demons, they are predominating. And because they have got big skyscraper building and many motor cars, India has become victimized. Without this motor car and without this skyscraper building, we are condemned. So they are trying to imitate. They have forgotten their own culture. The best culture, Vedic culture. So it is the first time that we are trying to conquer the demonic culture in this Vedic culture. This is the first time. So it is very pleasing that you have got this moment, as if you want to make the human society happy, give them this culture of Krishna consciousness that is being described by Kulhar Maharaj, that samsara chakra, if you become involved in the demonic culture, there is the samsara chakra, the wheel of repetition of birth and death will go on. Cannot stop. It is not possible. But if you take the Krishna consciousness, then there is possible. This is the part of this verse. Thank you very much. Yeah.